Now, Prague City Hall is pushing ahead in its effort to fight visual pollution in the Czech capital after banning giant bubble blowers and street artists in animal costumes from the city center. Prague councillors are now focused on excessive commercial advertising and garish shop window designs, which they argue harm the visual image of the historic center. Ruth Frankova has the story.
The historic center of Prague is not only overcrowded with tourists, it also suffers from visual overload caused by an excess of advertisements, signs, posters and product displays. Martin Zidek from the Ministry of Culture's Department of Monument Inspection says there are many offensive elements.
Asi největší problém jsou poutače.
The biggest problem is caused by various advertisements, from posters to boards offering products and services. Such advertisements usually don't respect the appearance of the historic facade of the buildings, and their color or lights are too aggressive.
In an attempt to make the historic city center more tasteful, city councillors recently approved a set of rules to reduce the visual overload in Prague's heritage conservation area. The new rules, outlined in cooperation with conservationists and other authorities, including the Prague Institute of Planning and Development, will apply to all city-owned buildings. City councillor Hanna Třeštíková from the civic movement Praha Sobě, responsible for culture and heritage preservation, hopes the new measures will make the requirements on street ads more transparent for entrepreneurs.
We don't want, for example, these shop windows to be completely covered, and we don't want very striking ads or flashing signs. We sent the rules to all city districts within the city's protected heritage zone. Prague 1 has already approved them, and the other city districts will probably follow suit.
Ostatní Prahy deklarovaly, že to taky pravděpodobně schválí.
Under the new set of rules, corporate signs on shop windows should not exceed 20% of the glass surface, and establishments are to stop using mass-produced or flashing signs. The problem is that many buildings in the city centre are not owned by the city. For instance, the city of Prague only owns around one-fifth of the houses along the Royal Route, which runs through the historic part of the city up to Prague Castle. Therefore, city councillors have to negotiate with each of the private house owners individually. City Councillor Jan Chabr from the United Force for Prague, responsible for property, says the ultimate goal of Prague City Hall is to unify the visual elements of all establishments in the historic centre.
We will ask individual house owners to respect the new rules as much as possible and try to gradually eliminate at least the most striking cases.
Postupnými kroky bychom chtěli odstranit nejkřiklavější případy.
Mr. Chabr is now holding talks with the Czech Chamber of Commerce about the possibility of extending the rules to objects owned by private owners. Based on the example of other Czech cities like Brno and Pilsen, Prague City Hall is also drafting a good practice handbook of advertisement and labelling, which would give a more accurate description of what establishments in the city centre should look like.